Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back. It's a brand new episode, brand new week. It is July 7th. It is a Tuesday afternoon. And we are feeling good. It is post 4th of July.
Yeah.
How was your 4th of July?
Good, man. It was quiet. My girl's parents were out of town, so I usually just stay there the weekend at her house. Uh-huh. We went to the store, picked some stuff to make some burgers. We made some Impossible Burgers.
Which you later chips. Found that they're not as, the healthiest.
Yeah, choice.
But what's the problem with them? Did you read
them? I think they're GMOs, maybe?
GMOs? Okay, so they're not like organic, fully organic?
Or yeah, so like I might have to go to the Beyond Meat. But the Impossible Patties, they bleed like burgers bleed, like beef.
So it's crazy. It gives off the
look. And then it tastes more like beef than the Beyond Burger, but yeah, we made that.
Did you pop any fireworks? Did you guys do anything? It's just you and her. You guys didn't really.
Yeah, we got some drinks. We went outside and just people firing fireworks, you know, throughout the neighborhood. So we just did that. And then we bought some chips and some crisp cut fries.
Yeah. Not bad.
Just us cooking. And then we just went outside and enjoyed the show at night, watched some movies, just relax.
Not bad. Not bad. What did you guys watch?
We watched a few documentaries on Netflix. Uh-huh. True crime, because we're both true crime junkies.
Yeah. Have you seen Unsolved Mysteries?
We saw some of that, and we saw the Media by Trial.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was crazy. Jane Jones.
Yeah, that was a crazy one.
Yeah.
The first episode?
Yeah. When the guy confesses his feelings to the other guy.
And then he kills him after.
He shoots mm-hmm. him.
Yeah. Crazy. That was crazy. I seen both of those. I watched a second episode of Unsolved Mysteries last night. It has like the same kind of eerie feel to it. Highly produced. It's like really good. But there's no host. There's no like Robert Stack like the original one.
Yeah.
Which I guess, you know, I wouldn't mind there being a host.
Yeah.
You know, might mm-hmm. have that classic feel to it, but you know, it is what it is. It's not bad. It's like a really well produced, I don't know, Forensic Files type of thing. You know,
I love it. Like,
pretty good.
She's big on true crime. Like, she listens to a podcast called True Crime Junkie.
Uh-huh.
She buys merch from them, and she's she's all into that. Yeah, she loves true crime.
Damn. Okay.
She knows. Like, she's a historian when it comes to like serial killers. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So she probably likes that one show, Mindhunter. Huh?
Yeah, she does.
She's in it, yeah.
Yeah, and then like we're always watching the ID channel. Like, love that. Oh, Hate Thy Neighbor and Evil Lives Here.
Yeah.
So she got me into like true crime.
Women Kill or whatever's the other one.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then we watched that Memphis 3 movie produced by one of the guys that got, by Damien, one of the guys that got convicted.
Yeah.
That one's really good.
That's a crazy one. That's a very complicated story right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eesh. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's sad. Like the second episode of Unsolved Mysteries is like, it's good. But then, like, the guys who his mother went missing and murdered or whatever, and they don't really know what happened to her. I feel bad for him because he was like 15 or 16 when that happened. It's like, it sucks. You can see how much it fucked him up. You know what I mean? And he seemed like kind of like a little problem child already,
mm-hmm.
like a little, like, you know, too much energy.
Yeah.
It seems like his dad, his actual dad, wasn't necessarily the best, and his stepdad and him didn't really get along, so I felt bad for the guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's a bald guy. He's like a bald guy. I felt bad for that guy.
It sucks.
What else? What did I do? I went to my dad's house. He's redoing his whole backyard. He redid the pool, and we just went swimming all day, barbecuing, kept it simple, not a lot of people.
No, it's cool because, like, nowadays, especially now during this pandemic, like, I remember years before, like, you had to go to the firework stand and buy fireworks. Nowadays you just get fucking pull up a chair, enjoy the show.
Now where we live, I don't know, I'm sure people can look up online and see
did you see that shit on the news?
Which
the air review of LA, and like,
every year they do that every year, and it's like it's
all illegal,
like,
fireworks.
It's a war zone. It's all illegal fireworks. And where we live especially, it's really concentrated. Well, I don't live there anymore, but over here it was pretty bad too.
Yeah.
But where you live, it's super concentrated, so it gets crazy.
Yeah,
so,
I heard it was a war zone that night for my mom.
Yeah.
She said that it was like, but they ended sooner. I think they ended at 10:30, which okay. is surprising. But
Same here. It ended like around 11-ish.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but no, it's cool. Like you just could get like a beer or cocktail and just sit outside and you can enjoy the show.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Like, and then
I missed that about the other house.
Yeah.
I missed that. Yeah. This one's a pretty good, but I mean the view, because we're on a hill,
yeah.
And this house is in front of us. It's not the greatest view.
No, it's so cool. We got a Bluetooth speaker, put some music on, got some drinks. She made like herself a cocktail, and I got beer.
Yeah,
enjoy the show, man.
Not bad.
It's awesome.
Bad. We're drinking some Stone IPA here, right?
Oh yeah,
some Tangerine or whatever.
Tangerine Express. It's delicious.
It's good stuff, man. Put some tahini on the rim.
Yeah,
so we like to do it.
Your brother-in-law thought it was actually soda. Was it funny?
No, my mother-in-law.
Yeah, your mother-in-law did, yeah.
Yeah, my mother-in-law goes and grabs one of them, thinking it's like orange soda, and she's like,
she's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, what is this? It's bitter. Man, not a lot of fights this past weekend, but
tons of news.
Tons of news.
Yeah.
A good amount of news, but we're going to get, this whole episode is going to be kind of Fight Island.
Yeah.
Fight talk right here. So
getting prepped up for the Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, so in terms of MMA news, not a lot. I mean, the biggest news over the past week, aside from Fight Island, aside from Gilbert Burns testing positive, we're going to get into all that. Khabib's father passed away from COVID complications. Now, he had open heart surgery. I think he had like a couple of health issues. He was an older gentleman, not too old, in his late 50s. Mm. But suffering from some medical complications, he went in there for heart-related issues. And then got COVID, and then it just worsened the whole situation and kind of was in and out of, like, you know, ICU. And then it just, yeah. So he ended up passing away after a long battle. The past 6 months he's been dealing with the health issues. Mm. You know, a longtime trainer. Khabib's father kind of trained him. He obviously trained one of the best in the world. And highly respected, very soft-spoken, doesn't really say too much, really, really nice and in person from everybody that's really come in contact with him. So hearts out to Khabib, the family and all that. You know, obviously he's expecting to fight Justin Gaethje sometime in like September. Mm. Now, with this whole situation, now we're going to get a little bit selfish in terms of, as fans, do you see Khabib? Is this something? Do you see him fighting after this? Basically, because I know he's not looking to have like much longer of a career, a couple fights, but you know the health issues of his father and all that. You know he doesn't have that weighing on his mind anymore. Is this a point in his life to where he steps away after a couple more fights? Or do you see him even dedicating himself even more to MMA just to get himself off of that?
Yeah,
that
I think a lot of times we use work or whatever to get our minds off of things.
Yeah.
I know Khabib's, you know, him and his dad had a very close relationship, and it's kind of crazy knowing that, I mean, good in Khabib that his last fight, his dad actually got to corner him.
Yes.
And that was his only time he was able to make it to the States.
Mm-hmm.
Or make it. No. It was in Abu Dhabi, right?
I believe it was in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm happy that Khabib got at least that, you know, for his father to corner him in one of his UFC fights.
Yeah.
But I think Khabib is, I think his career is not going to be that much longer. I think he's going to fight big money fights and maybe defend his title a couple more times. But I think his next fight, he probably dedicates to his dad, so he'll probably be super motivated to win.
Yeah.
And I see him fighting maybe four times more. I think no more. I don't see him fighting more than four times at the most.
At the most.
Yeah.
I think.
But I think he's going to just be smart about it and just fight for money.
Yeah.
He is a prize fighter. But I think there's a lot of motivation in his next coming fight. And I think that, I think he will fight. More.
Yeah. So you don't think it really affects his overall kind of plan? One or two more fights left, three more fights, and it's kind of like it for him?
No, I see him fighting at least four more times, and I think that this will help him kind of not forget what happened to his father, but kind of put his mind somewhere else.
Yeah,
in the meantime.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I don't know how he's in a. He, obviously, this whole situation is kind of fresh for him. He's got to bury his father, and then kind of go back into a training camp at some point, take some time off. I don't really see it affecting him in this fight coming up. He might even be more dedicated to kind of get a victory or something.
Yeah.
You know, if he puts in a couple more years in, a few more fights, maybe one big money fight with Connor just to get that last payday before he steps away. That's something I would consider if I was him.
Yeah. I think to say that.
Set you guys, your family up for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And to say that he's completely done, it's kind of. Far-fetched.
Yeah.
I think four fights is fair to say.
And yeah.
See what happens.
Three more. Because who's left in the division, really, that he needs to fight? That's a competitive matchup, you know?
Not that much.
Justin Gaethje.
Really? Connor, second fight. I think after Connor, like, it's kind of far and few between.
Yeah, Connor and Ferguson. That's about.
Yeah, Ferguson. Yeah. That's it, though.
That's really it. Mm-hmm. He hasn't competed against already.
So maybe I see him fighting those three contenders and maybe the number one contender at the time.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really a unfortunate situation because it seemed like his father was going to, you know, recover. It seemed like he was out of the ICU and then now he's like, he's doing better. And then all of a sudden he's going back in and he's doing better. So yeah.
It sucks, man.
It's definitely going to throw him off a bit, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, there's been a lot of matchups announced over the past couple of days. Just to list off a few, we have Frankie Saenz versus Jonathan Martinez. That's August 1st. Mm. We have Chris Gutierrez versus Luke Saunders in the works for August 1st also. Carla Esparza versus Marina Rodriguez reset for July 25th in Abu Dhabi. And then we have, who else? That might be it.
Yeah, because there was quite a few fighters that tested positive.
Yeah, so obviously, what's it called? Frankie Edgar, his opponent Pedro Munhoz, was supposed to be on the next card, I believe, the 15th. If I'm not mistaken, if not, I don't know when the next card is, but the schedule for the next one, I believe. Pedro Munhoz tests positive for COVID-19. He's out of his belt with Frankie Edgar. Obviously, I feel there's a good chance that Frankie could get a new opponent. If they could do Masvidal and, you know, to replace Gilbert Burns that soon, I could see, you know, Frankie getting a new opponent. So Pedro Munhoz tests positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, it sucks because that was Frankie Edgar's bantamweight debut?
Yeah, I think it's a bantamweight debut.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Frankie's waiting on a potential new opponent for that fight. Gilbert Burns tested positive for COVID-19. We're getting into the Fight Island now. Test positive for COVID-19. You know, is replaced by Jorge Masvidal almost maybe less than 7 days away from the fight.
Yeah.
They come to terms on a deal. As per Masvidal, it wasn't so much his guaranteed money that he was looking to up, but he was looking to get more money on
revenue,
the pay-per-view,
right?
On the pay-per-view side.
Right.
He felt like he was owed at least that much to get back money for whatever eyeballs he brings to the fight, which I think I agree. You know, so as now they you know, they came up on a deal, they agreed. It wasn't exactly what he wanted, but it came close. And we were talking about it earlier, just a little bit, of how there's this whole talk of all, you know, of all these fighters, even Paige VanZant still making comments this week about fighter pay and you know, a lot of rumblings of potential union and, you know, big time fighters now looking out for the younger fighter or the, you know, the lower ranked fighters, like John Jones claiming that that's what he's doing. But when you see Masvidal getting the deal that he wants, Is he still going to be...
He somehow forgets...
Yeah, is he still going to be fighting for the lower ranked fighters? And I doubt it.
No.
He got what he wanted.
I mean, this is... At the end of the day, this is an individual sport. Yeah. And everyone's... you know, everybody works for themselves. They're independent contractors for themselves. And they can say that stuff to make it look good PR-wise.
Yeah.
But when their money's in that face and the contract shows what they want, they... All those comments they made in the past are suddenly gone. They kind of forget about the little man. And, I mean, it sucks when you look at it that way. Like, they're kind of hypocrites. But at the same time, we need to remember, these guys are in business for themselves. Yeah. They're the ones that have to pay out their managers, pay out their coaches, and whatever fees come with that. And they have families also, too. So you got to put that into consideration. And when you do... I can't really fault them, but they shouldn't be saying the shit they say,
the beginning. And now Masvidal, to his credit, I don't think he really ever said he's fighting for the lower ranked fighters. He's really, from all accounts, seems like he's been fighting for his own pay.
Right.
John Jones, on the other hand, is the one that's coming out saying that he's doing it for the smaller guy. That's what he's doing it for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most of these people are out for themselves, and which is, it's a sport. Yeah. It's the name of the sport.
I mean, I think Masvidal kind of mentioned, like, he said we.
Yeah.
Speaking in, you know, true. Yeah. That we all need to get paid the revenue because other sports get paid a certain percentage, and we all, as fighters, since we put our bodies on the line. So he didn't necessarily say the middleman or the smaller man. He just, he said we as a group, as a collective group. But you can't fault him for that either, because at the end of the day, it's, they got to be selfish in that way.
And I was bummed that the Gilbert Burns fight dropped, but when they were able to come back with the deal with Masvidal, I mean, this is the fight that everybody wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it's a better fight on paper. I think Burns brought a true danger.
Yeah.
To Usman's bout in that fight. Where I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a winnable fight, but it kind of is.
It kind of is.
Usman has great wrestling. And he's a bit bigger than Masvidal.
Now, he doesn't use his wrestling a lot, though.
No, he doesn't. He
sets it up with the strikes.
But I think in this fight, he probably will, just because Masvidal hits so hard and he's so aggressive.
Yeah.
But I think that if you talk to the average Joe MMA fighter,
they don't know Gilbert Burns.
They don't know who Gilbert Burns is.
No.
I think Masvidal brought a lot of fandom or eyeballs on him when he fought Diaz.
Yeah.
So I think now, considering our pandemic and people aren't really watching sports, I think just having Masvidal and Usman can tie to a title fight, I think it'll bring more eyeballs to the sport, and I think it's going to be a bigger fight.
Yeah, it's a much bigger fight. It's a fight that people wanted from the beginning. You know, I'm glad they came up with the deal. I don't know if this is really going to... you know, benefit the lower ranked fighters in any way. I think does it benefit anybody else other than than Masvidal? I don't think so. But it's good for us that we get to watch this fight.
It does benefit the fighters who are going to fight on that card because it exposes them.
It does benefit them.
Yeah.
Yes. In that sense. Yeah. Now Gilbert Burns, obviously wish him the best. It seems like he's doing okay. Not really showing any serious symptoms. Masvidal, I wonder what his camp was. I know he had to have been preparing this entire time, staying in shape, training. I'm sure he has a game plan, somewhat of a game plan for Usman. It sucks that he's not going to have Mike Brown in his corner. Yeah. Mike Brown tested positive for COVID-19, so he's not going to Abu Dhabi.
Now, did you see or did you watch or hear Ariel's interview with Masvidal?
Hmm.
So he said that he didn't really prepare. Like, he wasn't really in fight shape. He wasn't in shape.
Okay.
Like, he was doing, like, his own little workouts.
Yeah, because he don't know shape, what's going
to
happen.
But he's not on fight shape. I think when he talked to Ariel, who's at, I think he weighed at 190, he said. So he had, like, 20 pounds to cut.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. And then he posted a picture today of him eating peaks on the plane.
Yeah.
Which isn't good if you're like, 190 right now. So.
Now, did he say, was he worried about that 20 pounds?
He wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Do you think it's all for show? Is it all
maybe? Like, I mean, who knows? I think this could be playing in Usman's head, saying that this guy isn't taking it seriously. He's 190. He might have just saw that aerial number to make sure that it's extreme, but in reality, he was like 185.
Because they knew that. Who knows? They knew the date was around this time anyway, so he had to have been preparing just in case he got a deal done.
At the same time, I mean, I wouldn't completely doubt it because, I mean, it was on the 24th hour where they called Masvidal in and made that deal. So
I wouldn't be surprised if he you know, he was in shape this entire time. But then if he wasn't in shape and he really felt like he wasn't able to do five rounds, maybe he wouldn't have even taken the fight because I don't think anybody would have.
I think he's just confident. He's just so confident that he can beat Usman that he feels like he can go in there with no camp and still beat him. Now people are saying that he's doing this because he can make all the excuses in the world afterwards. I don't see that happening. I think it's a close fight. I wouldn't put all my marbles and chips on Masvidal just because Usman's already in fight shape. Yes, he has to adjust to a different opponent, but I think this is the best time to fight Masvidal if you're Usman.
Yeah, if he's Usman, this is the best time to fight him. Yeah. I agree. And I wouldn't be surprised if Gilbert Burns comes back and makes a quick turnaround, maybe sometime in August.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. Yeah, it's a crazy situation how it happened. It's all said and done. Deal's done.
Yeah.
Masvidal's over there in Abu Dhabi, I think, right now. You know, most of the fighters are there right now. It's this weekend. It's this Saturday. It's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to break down the card in just a moment.
Did you see that meme? With like, do you remember back in the day when they had the Ultimate Fighter and you saw Dana White? Like, you know how they had like the coach challenge and they had Dana White holding the water money?
Yeah, the water money.
Yeah, there's a meme online that says, so I showed a picture of Dana White holding the money saying, this is Dana waiting for Masvidal to land from his plane.
Yeah. It's good for Masvidal. Man.
Yeah.
Let's get to Fight Island, man. This is going to be a stack card. First, let's look at this. LFA 84 is having their first event of four starting this weekend, I believe Friday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So make sure you guys watch that. I think that's on Fight Pass. And then obviously you have Fight Island to UFC 251 this weekend. Just a quick mention, Thiago Santos versus Glover Teixeira is in the works as a headliner for the September 12th card. Mm-hmm. Not sure the location just yet, but that most likely will headline the card. KSW on KSW TV is they're gonna have an event this weekend starring Norman Park. Storm and Norman. And then we have UFC 251. Usman versus Masvidal.
This is the whole main card?
Oh, man, I like that main card. On the undercard, well, kicking off the set, well, for the undercard, you have a decent amount of people, but for the most part, it's top heavy card.
Yeah.
Ozdemir is the main event against Yuri Prozavica. That's the prelim main event with Volkan Ozdemir. The main card is a sight. I love this main card.
Yeah.
This is top to bottom. This is entertaining. Amanda Ribas versus Paige VanZant kicking off the main card. I don't know, man. It's going to be an interesting fight. Paige has been out for a little while, injuries.
So last fight on her UFC contract.
Last fight on her contract. She's been very vocal this past couple of weeks about fighting.
I think it's the last fight in the UFC. I don't see her coming into the UFC or re-signing with them.
She might not even fight altogether anymore. I
see her going to Bellator.
You think you see her going to Bellator? Yeah. If she loses this fight, yeah. I think this is a big fight for her.
I think Amanda wins.
I think Amanda wins too.
Yeah,
Amanda. Amanda is a very talented girl.
She's 9-1.
She's a beast. She's talented. She's attractive. She's all that. She's a great personality. Paige VanZant, equal, attractive, talented. You know, big personality. The only thing Paige has is obviously the grappling area. Yeah. She's very scrappy in that sense. But Amanda is just a killer on the feet, very well-rounded. intelligent fighter. So it's going to be very interesting to see how if Paige can pull this out. I think contract wise, very important for her.
Yeah.
So you're going with Amanda on this one?
I'm going Amanda, yeah.
Yeah. And you think if she loses,
she goes to Bellator? I think win or lose, she goes to Bellator.
Yeah. I think it's up in the air. I think if she loses, most likely Bellator. Mm. If she wins, I say the UFC meets her close to her target payday, her target number, I think. Because she's a big name. She is.
I think Bellator, she has more...
She has growth
and opportunity with Bellator.
Yeah.
Her husband fights for them.
Yeah. They could travel together.
Yeah. Sponsorships.
Yeah. Yeah. She could take promoter. Those online Instagram sponsorships into the cage with
and
her.
And she can do Bellator kickboxing if she wants to.
Exactly. Yeah. So. Yeah. I think, yes. But she doesn't have that UFC name attached to it. Mm. You know, they probably won't call her up to the Dancing with the Stars reunion episode.
No, probably not.
Part of the UFC. It's going to be a lot of decisions for her after this fight. Jessica Andrade versus Rose Namajunas is the rematch. Obviously, Andrade slammed Rose on her head in the first fight. Rose has been out for a little over a year now.
Yeah.
Andrade is coming back after a loss against Zhang Weili. Mm-hmm. So both are coming back from losses, but Andrade is... I'm still going with Andrade in this one. I know, that's for me. I know Rose is the favorite because she's a taller girl and she's got that, you know, the striking down. She had it in the first fight until she got slammed. Are you going with Rose?
I'm going with Rose just because like that first fight, I think she was winning that fight.
Yeah.
Pretty convincingly.
Yeah, she was.
Until she got slammed. I think that she went back to the drawing board, had some time off to kind of reflect on her career and kind of enjoy time without the pressure of the bout or any of that stuff. And I think now she's a refocus, you know, motivated Rose. And then I think she can not do the things she did wrong before. And it'll be a different outcome. But who knows?
For me, it's all depends on her mindset. Does she want to do this? Is she motivated to go for a title again? You know, and after the whole bust incident with Connor, she hasn't really been the same. Mm. You know, she got pounded into the mat by Andrade and really, you know, just hasn't been absent from the public eye.
Right.
Does she have that killer instinct anymore? Does she want to do this? You know, that competitive spirit. It's more of just like, I don't even know if I want to do this kind of spirit. Mm. So it's like, you're going into a fight with Andrade, who was just going to come after you like a pit bull, even though your technique is probably a little bit better. Can you keep her off of you? Mm-hmm. Can you keep her away from you? I don't know. I'm going to go with Andrade on this one. Okay, maybe edged out. I'm basing it off of just Rose's mental mindset. Mm-hmm. And then up next, we have for the vacant bantamweight title, Petr Yan versus Jose Aldo. And what I hope is a competitive fight. I wasn't looking forward to this one all too much, but as we're gotten closer, I'm excited for this fight. Who do you have?
I have Yan. I think Yan is he has everything going for him. I think it's a new guard versus the old guard. I think Jose Aldo still has the wits or the opportunity to win this fight, but I just think that after that Conor fight, he hasn't been the same since.
Yeah, man. I think so too. I think he's looking to really. This is a big statement for him because if he can compete still in the top five, you know, he still has wits about him. He's still strong, fast, aggressive. But again, I think that Conor fight really took a lot of him mentally. So Petr Yan is on a whole different level right now. He's young, hungry, and looking for that title, and he's dangerous. So
I agree.
It's going to be very interesting, this fight. I hope it's just competitive.
Yeah.
Alexander Volkanovski versus Max Holloway for the featherweight title. This is a rematch. Obviously, Max dropped the title to Volkanovski in the last bout. It's going to be very interesting to see. I think Volkanovski has that hunger, that fire, and that anger in him. Max right now just seems so calm, cool, and collected, and almost like, obviously, every weight cut's bad for him, but depleted. And it kind of gives you that false sense of security where you just don't know if you should put your money on him. Volkanovski looks hungry.
No, yeah, I agree. But then again, that leaves you the intrigue of what's going on in Max's mind.
Head, yeah.
I mean, he hasn't done, if not very little, media for this fight.
Yeah. Obviously, with that throw, you could tell.
Yeah, you can tell. but maybe he's just super focused on this fight. Who knows? I think the last fight, the last two rounds were super close. Maybe it was a little too late for Max Holloway, but I think this fight will probably be different for him. I think I have confidence that he'll fight different, more aggressive.
He needs to. I think he check the leg kicks, use his size, his length, his reach.
Be aggressive. And just be Max.
But not too aggressive. Smart.
Be smart, yeah. Pace yourself. So I'm going to pick Max.
I think it's a competitive fight.
Yeah.
I'm just leaning more towards a mental aspect of it. I think Volkanovski's looking to prove something. He's young and hungry, and he's fresh in the new title reign. Max is looking to just regain that glory, and is that enough to light a fire in him? I don't know. So we're going to see.
That's fair.
I'm probably going to go with Volkanovski on this one just to edge it out.
We'll see.
And then we get to our main event. Usman versus Masvidal. Obviously, this is a new main event for the welterweight title. Masvidal stepping in on short notice, getting cleared. He's good to fight. He's probably going to only have one or two cornermen in his corner, but, and his main one, Max Brown, is not going to be able to show up for this fight. I don't know. Is it too much stacked against Jorge Masvidal in this fight?
It seems that way on paper.
Yeah. Huh?
But I think Masvidal has a ton of experience. He has a mental strong game, I think, like, even though he has all the chips falling against him as far as his coaches going down, his weight is
short notice
fight, all that stuff, I think in the end his motivation is to shut up Usman, and I think he can do that. I think he has the mental will to do it. I think he has the fighting skill to do it. I think he's just got to avoid Usman's wrestling and just try to fight smart, because Masvidal can fight kind of wild sometimes.
I think as long as he can keep himself away from getting backed up against the cage, I think his skill set on the feet is better than Usman's.
Yeah.
Even though Usman is big, aggressive, he's got that reach. He's not as flashy, and he does get hit.
Yeah.
And I think Masvidal's striking is top notch, and mm-hmm. his counter punching. So I think Masvidal has enough to get this win. I'm gonna lean with Masvidal because I've just been a fan of his for a long time. Just glad to finally see him get his shine. And, I think I'm rooting for him. Yeah, it's almost like with Max Holloway, it's kind of like you always just want to bet on him.
Yeah, so, exactly.
We'll see how it goes, man. This is your new card, your new main event. I think it's the fight that everybody wanted. And everybody seems happy with this one. I know we're happy, so. Looking forward to it. But
on that note, you can follow us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all under the MMA Complex. If you guys have a comment, question, shoot us an email, mmacomplex@gmail.com.
Just hit up on the comment section.
Too. Yeah, exactly. If you guys can just like us, subscribe, spread the word, spread the love. It'll be super helpful for us. Big fight this weekend. Josh and I will watch this fight this weekend, break it all down for you guys next week. So until then, enjoy the fights, enjoy your week.